Roblox is finally doing something about their platform after being such a bad boy.
By now, I'm sure we've all heard about the Schlepp situation.
Roblox making quite possibly the dumbest fluffing decision they could have by banning someone who's actively making the platform a better place.
Recently, a lawsuit was initiated by the state of Louisiana alleging that Roblox is overrun with harmful content and child predators. So, what's Roblox doing in response? Well, apparently a lot, and at the same time, not enough. They just updated their policies on romantic and sexual content. Now they're actually banning stuff that implies sexual activity. For shark's sake, dude, holy mackerel. It took them this long to say, maybe beds and bathrooms in a kid's game are a bad idea.
Like, who would have guessed?
Games like Mic Up, Neighbors, and Meep City have been temporarily shadow banned or restricted until they comply with these new policies, which essentially just means removing things like bathrooms, beds, etc., or things that could be considered a place for weird activities to go on. People that have used an ID to verify that they are over the age of 17 will still receive access to experiences like this, which is okay in a sense, but there are a lot of kids who have stolen their parents' IDs and will be exposed to more adult content. Not that it wasn't present in so many fluffing games before. They also say that they plan to roll out new technology to detect violative scenes. Cool idea, but we've all seen how well Roblox moderation works now. Half the time people are getting banned for complete bullshark, like saying hello in chat, or GG 5 times. And the other half? Well, we've seen those games slip through the cracks. Do we really trust them to get this right? So here's where we're at. Roblox is finally doing stuff. They're banning weird content, pushing stricter rules, and promising some sort of futuristic tech to catch creeps, but it feels like they're doing this way too late. It feels like they only started caring after lawsuits, public pressure, and mountains of bad press. Don't get me wrong, this is a step in the right direction, but if kids are still slipping through age checks, shady games are still popping up daily, and people trying to actually help get banned, then Roblox is basically patching a leaky boat with duct tape. This is just fantastic.
Also, you should follow me on Roblox and join my group.